This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial defense on Saturday, arguing Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Senate in for a rare Saturday session. White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
In a news conference after Saturday's hearing, House Democratic impeachment managers raised the issue of calling witnesses and releasing documents. Representative Gerald Nadler said the argument made by the president's team that House impeachment managers should be brought forth their witnesses by now ignored that fact, and that the president ordered members of his administration not to testify.
Remember, the president gave a blanket order to everyone not to testify. All members of executive agencies, the people who testified in front of the Intelligence Committee, were defying direct orders from the president.
Mr. Trump is accused of abusing his power by withholding military aid until Ukraine agreed to investigate a political rival and obstruction of congressional investigations into the abuse charge. The president's lawyers will continue their case on Monday. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country is facing a grave situation because of a coronavirus that has now killed at least 56 people. Xi held a meeting Saturday as the country tried to contain the outbreak. Reuters' Emma McCarthy.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. The region is grappling with hundreds of patients affected by the virus in treatment, some of which are critically ill. And the virus is spreading across the world.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke to victims of a powerful earthquake Saturday. It killed at least 31 people, wounded more than 1,500. Erdogan canceled his plans in Istanbul Saturday and traveled to inspect rescue efforts. Searchers continue to dig through the rubble of several buildings, with some people found alive and rescued on Saturday. The magnitude 6.8 quake hit a province in eastern Turkey late Friday. More than 350 aftershocks have been followed by the main quake. Four people have been killed after Iraqi security forces raided Baghdad's main protest site Saturday and tried to eject protesters in southern cities. Firing live rounds and tear gas, the new push to end the sit-ins and restore order came hours after the cleric Miqtada al-Sadr, who counts millions of supporters in Baghdad in the south, said he would halt his involvement in anti-government unrest. Clashes took place after authorities began removing concrete barriers in Tahrir Square, where anti-government demonstrators have camped out for months. Hundreds of Lebanese gathered outside Beirut's central government building Saturday to reject the newly formed cabinet. Protesters breached tight security around the building, removing a metal gate and barbed wire, prompting security forces to respond with water cannon and tear gas. Protesters say that the new cabinet formed this week represents a corrupt, long-serving political class they have been protesting against since October. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.